A little bit after 12 o'clock, you're in tune to KZSU Stanford. It's time once again for another edition of the Lunch Special. And today, a very special one with a local celebrity.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. And today we got local celebrity Mr. George Schoenstein with us. I say celebrity because he's getting more famous as the days go by. Now, we call him Westside in the blues world, but he's got a whole nother side to him, that musical side that needs to be brought out today. And welcome to KZSU, Mr. Schoenstein.
Thank you very, very much. A celebrity, I don't know about that, but I'm in some big company here. I know you've had some great people on the show. Usually college professors, very bright people with a lot of personal and professional credentials behind them. So I'm not sure why you invited me, but I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, you brought us a great Stanford alum, Mr. Rich Kelly,
who was
a basketball star, but he was an old buddy of yours. I know you always looked up to him.
I told him this morning, I think it's a plan, a conspiracy on your part to bring all the class of 1971 Woodside High School down here one time, one at a time.
And we're going to get into that too, your local angle. But is there a theme to the music you brought today? That was Jerry and the Pacemakers,
it
by the
was,
way.
Yeah, that's near and dear to me. That is a great song from Jerry and the Pacemakers back in the '60s. A few people didn't know it. That's the English beat, and I'm half English. Me mum is from Liverpool, England, so I got a lot of that English music in me when I was young, and kind of carried it on time after time. I'm half English, so half my family's over in England. I hope they're listening to this right now, and a big shout out to all you guys out there, and hope you're all doing well. Anyway, if you don't know it, this is my perception here, but I think Liverpool, England is the Clarksdale of England, if not Europe.
Clarksdale, Mississippi, where all the blues guys came from.
Yeah, if you think about it, Liverpool put out some great music, and still are. They're still putting out some great music. And it's like the headquarters for rock and roll in England. And they still have a big festival every year on Matthew Street. But anyway, it's a lot of the Irish trying to get out of Ireland during the potato famine had to get over to Liverpool, England to pick up the Cunard or the White Star Lines and head on over to the United States, and many of them didn't make it. You know, they ended up staying in Northern England. So you see a lot of the Irish names up in Northern England, Manchester and Liverpool, and that's where my mom, she has an Irish background, and the Irish have a sing and a song in their heart all the time, and they're always got a beat and a rhythm going, and they had some pretty sad beginnings back there in Ireland, so not too dissimilar from our own blacks down in the south, you know, so I think it's kind of cool. Anyway,
well, is that how the term Black Irish came into being?
No, that's something totally different.
Okay. Well, no theme to the music today, or
yeah, kind of English background.
Okay,
yeah.
What are we going to play next? What are we going to play next?
Got to listen to some Peter Green. This is the original Fleetwood Mac founder, and this is with his band, the Splinter Group, and this is some other good stuff. I got this from my cousin in London, Doug Plum. Thanks, Doug.
Don't treat it If my luck don't change tomorrow, gonna bury this lousy dime. Maybe I
some British blues for your listening pleasure this sunny Monday afternoon here at KZSU Stanford for the lunch special, and a special guest, a local celebrity, and we're going to get into why that is near the bottom of the hour. But Mr. Schoenstein, who was all that?
Oh, that last one was John Mayall. We all know John. John's like the father, godfather of English blues. In fact, you know, John was the guy who had rented it or gave his room upstairs to Eric Clapton and Peter Green, people like this, and just let them go through his American blues library and learn all this great blues music.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, so you and I could do the same thing. Go to John's house, go upstairs, lock the door for 1 year, come out and be the best, you know?
Well, not anymore, because when he moved to Topanga Canyon, his house burned down.
Oh, no, I didn't
know
that.
So he lost all that.
Oh, no. Don't say that. Before that was Christine Perfect, and we all know her as Christine McVie from the early Fleetwood Mac years.
Yeah.
And that was a groundbreaking blues, Blue Horizon album, and the song was I'm Too Far Gone to Turn Around. And then before that was the great Peter Green from the Splinter Group, the Soho Sessions. And Peter Green, as we said earlier, was the founding father of the Fleetwood Mac band. And then before that was Jerry and the Pacemakers, and that was a shout-out to my mom.
So blues has kind of been part of your musical thread, I guess, since you were a kid, huh?
I think so. I'm not sure why it is. I just kind of just born with it, I guess. Yeah, let's call it that.
A lot of guys in the United States had that same experience around your same age. You ended up being the producer of the now 6-year-old Redwood City Blues Festival, and we're going to talk about that later in the show. But it does really show your love of the blues. I mean, it does show that you learned about it early on, because you're doing things with the blues now that not too many people get a chance to. Next up, speaking of that, next up, I guess your first American blues band, the first one you ever heard, huh?
It's Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Yeah, a good friend of mine, Brian Riker, down the street said, George, you got to hear this album. We're back in high school, and I'm like a freshman or sophomore, and I heard Paul Butterfield, and I thought, holy smokes, and this was a seminal album, East-West here. So I, you know, and it was really a mixture of a North Chicago bluesman, Paul Butterfield, Mike Bloomfield, our friend Elvin Bishop, sorry about that, and two of the other guys in the band, Jerome Arnold, and Sam Lay was in the band for a short time. That was Helen Wolf's drummer,
Billy Davenport by that time, and Mark Naftalin on piano.
What a hot band!
Yeah, he was another big pillar of the blues around here in the Bay Area.
This is my third or fourth copy of this album.
Well,
CD
you wore them out.
I'm worn out, and I've already worn all the albums out. This is just, if you don't have, this is Desert Island material here, folks. If you don't have this CD, go out and buy it today.
Paul Butterfield Blues Band, East West. Here it is.
Get out my life, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said to be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah!
I spell him H-I-N. That rubber than Maine. No B. Oh, child. Why? That spell managed boy. But a man. I'm a full grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. I made the move, come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I spell him H-I-N. That rubber than Maine. No B. Oh, child. Why? That spell managed boy. I'm a man. I'm a full grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man.
I believe.
little Freddie King for your listening pleasure this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And as you could tell, my guest today, Mr. George Schoenstein, is definitely a big blues fan. And always near the bottom of the hour, I get into a little bio on the guest and like to talk to him. George Schoenstein, you were born in Redwood City at Sequoia Hospital, 1953, right?
That's correct. I was number 4 of 9.
Wow, that's a big family. You were sent to indentured servitude at St. Pius Grade School over at the church.
I had a great time down there. I still have friends from St. Pius.
And it's still there, too.
It's still there. It's a great community of people down
there. That's right. You went from there, you went to Woodside High School. This is all Redwood City. So Woodside had to be pretty new at that time, too, huh?
No, I'd say it was about 11, 12 years old by the time I got there.
Oh, okay. All right. You then went up to Chico State. You got a B.S. in health science. Mm-hmm. You went down to L.A. to the Children's Hospital in L.A. You got a certificate in physical therapy, so you could become a physical therapist. So you became a physical therapist. Mm-hmm. Then you went to work. You started your working life. You were at Mills Hospital in Millbrae for 1 year. You were at Kaiser for 1 year.
And no, I was at Kaiser for about 7 years.
Oh, seven?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you were in Redwood City, and then you went to Sequoia Hospital for 13 years.
That's correct.
And then you went into private practice, and you've been there for about 11 now, right?
That's correct.
You were married to your first wife and had 2 sons.
Yeah.
Sounds like this is your life, doesn't it?
This is your life.
Yeah. This is your life.
So I'm going to jump out of a cake somewhere here?
Almost. Then... And this is the part I really like. And so what you've been playing in the last set, and actually that was Freddie King, and that was Muddy Waters, and that was Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And all that was the foundation for what led you, where it led you next. And all of a sudden, your alter ego is West Side. We call you West Side. You do live on the west side of Redwood City.
I do.
And it's WESSIDE, West Side. West Side arrives. And you put your first band together with this crazy, wacky cat from Arkansas.
I sure did.
And he might be listening today out
I
in
hope he is.
Hawaii.
If he is, he's out there in Maui. Hey, Mad.
You put your first band together. It was kind of a blues band. And you guys started working it out. And you played quite a few gigs. You played the Little Fox.
We had some unbelievable gigs. We opened up some big names.
Yeah,
Louisiana Red. Jim Thackeray, Steve Freund.
Yeah, you became kind of the toast of the town.
Magic Slim and the Teardrops. We did some big festivals. We had a blast.
And then you started branching out, and you created the Redwood City Blues Cavalcade, or Cavalcade of Blues Stars, and you had some big shows at the Little Fox. And then you said, I want to parlay this and start something on a regular basis. So you started the Redwood City Blues Jam. And to this day, it's still going. We don't know if it's still a blues jam or not, but you started over there at the Broadway. And then you switched it from there to the Little Fox. And you lasted there for a little while, but it got kind of out of hand. So you decided, I'm going to just hand this off to somebody else. I'm going to go my way, and I'm going to do something else. And you started something that's still, to this day, 6 years later, and it's coming up this weekend, too.
That's right.
That's the other reason we had you on the air today, the Redwood City Blues Festival. And that led you into...
The Redwood City Police Activities League.
Right, Blues PAL.
Yeah. Oh.
And that kind of led you into... that was kind of... Promotions 101. It's kind of like you went back to college and had to learn how to become a promoter.
Yeah, there's no book on promotions. You have to write it yourself.
Well, you could write.
Everybody who does this knows that.
You could write it now.
I have a lot of help. I have a good people working with me. I have a very supportive wife and family that helps me out. I have to say thanks to my sons, Jeff and Chris. I just dump on them regularly, and they step up and do the job every time.
While you're doing the shout-outs, you might as well just shout it out to everybody. Yeah. Name them all. Go down the list right now so you don't...
John, Paul, George, and Ringo, yeah. No, there's a lot of us out there, but I want to say thanks to everybody out there, and say hi to everybody out there. My cousins from San Francisco, the Dowlings and the Schaefers and the everybody. I just want to say hi.
Damn, it's like a big mob family with you guys, man.
Yeah.
But no, you, in the last 6 years, I met you about 6 years ago, and in the last 6 years, you have become Mr. Blues on the Mid-Peninsula. You've stuck with it the whole time, and through ups and downs, too, because the first Redwood City Blues Festival didn't go so well.
Only 110 degrees down there at Sequoia Hospital.
People were falling out.
Oh, my God.
You tried to do it for profit at the school.
We actually made money.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did. It's all done on sponsorship, you know.
That's great.
The city and the corporations and businesses and individuals of Redwood City step up every year, and they donate with their hearts, and they do well.
And their pocketbooks,
And their pocketbooks, yeah. And it goes well.
And you parlayed it up to the point where this year the lineup is so strong, and you've even got a big barbecue contest going on over there this year.
That's a new relationship we have with the Downtown Business Group there in Road City, and they were going to have a barbecue competition, which is something they want to do so they get so good that they can be on the national level with the Kansas City folks. Mm-hmm. And they came up to us and said, hey, how about if we just hold hands and do it together? And I said, wow, what a concept.
Barbecue, you know? And blues.
And yeah, beer. That fits. It all works well to me. Yeah, the three Bs.
And you also teamed up. You become such an infamous promoter that now the city has been calling you, and they consult with you about who to get for their Friday night music
series.
They're
very generous to do that. I'm not sure if they really need to consult with me, but they...
No, but they respect you.
Yeah, we work together.
And they really respect you.
It works well. It's a common thread. It just tells you how much everybody wants the same thing. We all want... we want the city to do well. We want the businesses to do well. We want the kids to do well. This is all positive vibes. That's the only reason why I'm in it for it. It's just to make the money for the kids and keep the at-risk kids, off the streets and doing something after school.
And that's all part of the Police Activities League in Redwood City. It used to be known as the Police Athletic League, the PAL. And you parlayed that into the point where now every Friday night before the Saturday festival, and the festival, Redwood City Blues Festival, is this coming Saturday, July 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's free, right in front of the Fox Theater on Broadway in Redwood City. But Friday night, they've allowed you to pick the band.
Well, actually, this year, Lucas Wilder of Road City, he did it. He also
brought in
Preston, too, earlier in the year. This guy here is a young man in his 20s, and he's doing a stellar job down there. He has some phenomenal bands in Redwood City. Redwood City is a destination. They have some kind of a partnership, I think, with K-Fox, and they work together on bringing these great bands. And they're, some are tribute bands and some are all original people, but it's good stuff. And they have big crowds down there. On a typical Friday night, they got about 1,500, 2,000 people down there.
That's amazing.
I'm proud to say, though, that the beer sales record belongs to the Madison Blues Band, who played there a couple of years ago on a Friday night. Yeah.
So, why don't you give the lineup of the festival real quick?
Okay. Like Bert says here, on Friday night, starting at 6 o'clock, we have Earl Thomas and the Blues Ambassadors. And Bert had a great interview with him on Saturday on his blues show. Saturday morning at 11 a.m., we're going to light the candle here with the great band out of Los Altos in the South Bay here, Steve Welch's band, Blues Cadillac. And they've been around for a long time. A lot of Sammy Valero. They had a lot of good talent and a good bottom on that band, the horn section. Followed by our local guy here right in town, Jake Jacobs, and his band, Johnny Le Cockeroo. And Johnny Le Cockeroo has been around for a long time in different forms and shapes. But this year, he's bringing the horns with him, and this is going to be one heck of a show. I'm looking forward to that one. I hope you're there, Bird, for that, to do the introductions. The Golden Gate Blues Society's International Blues Competition winner was Tip of the Top, that band. This is a bunch of four guys, experienced musicians right in this area here. They're going to dress up to the nines and come and sit down and do a great job for us. Followed by the band I'm really looking forward to seeing is Ron Hacker and the Hacksaws. I just saw him not too long ago up in San Francisco, and he puts a heck of a show on. This is a guy that is very similar to Ron Thompson. It's really the real blues. It's
gut bucket slide guitar.
It's good stuff.
Three guys in your face.
Yeah, it really is good. I wanted to get Rusty Zinn in here at the festival for many years, and Rusty is a famous blues guitarist, arguably the best in the Bay Area, and he's played with Mark Kummel and with Kim Wilson, people like that. But he's bringing his Roots Reggae band, and George always brings a band that's a little bit on the outside of the blues world, but it's it's in the middle of the lineup. It's kind of a refreshing change, but I'll tell you something. Rusty is a great guitarist. He has a lot of soul, a lot of blues in him, and his band will sound just like that. Mark Hummel's coming up with Nathan James. Mark Hummel came out that album not too long ago where he sat down. It's kind of a back porch, kind of a blues, acoustic blues show. And that's what Nathan's going to bring with him, an acoustic guitar. And Mark's going to bring his harmonica. And that's going to be a fun set.
A tribute to the old country blues guys.
Yeah. Followed by one of our best right now and rising stars here is Alabama Mike in the Third Degree. This will be a show for everyone not to miss. This is going to start. He'll be coming on about 5 o'clock, I think. And then the headliner this year is Johnny Rawls, which is, I'm thrilled about this. My cousin in England there, he turned me on to Johnny Rawls when I was over in London about 10, 15 years ago. And it was just, the first album I heard, I said, this guy is phenomenal. And it's one of America's best, and we're lucky to have him. And there's always special guests that show up at the show. You know, we don't know who they are, but there's people in our area that like to come here. And I know that Johnny Rawls' band has some of the good musicians, Bird, from across the bay there. You know, he's got the great Ronnie Stewart, and he's got, I think, I'm not mistaken, Bobby Webb and maybe Carl Green.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's going to be, the greatest part about your festival is it's free.
Yeah, it's a free show.
That's the amazing part. It's still all free. And in this economy, that really means a lot.
There'll be the Arts in the Square folks there with about 20 to 30 art vendors. We're going to have a little area for the kids, a little fun zone down there with the rides and games and stuff. Last year, I personally rode that train two or three times.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's going to be a beautiful day, a great vibe. It's, you know, our motto down in Road City is climate best by government test. So, I mean, if you believe that, you'll be there.
George Schoenstein is the guest. We call him Westside when he's producing the blues. He's going to be he is the producer and will be the main man at the Blues Festival this Saturday at Redwood City. Let's listen to some more blues now. Red Archibald was a big hero years before he got started at all this, huh?
Huge. Yes.
He's since passed away, but
real sad story there. But Red was a local guy right here from San Carlos, and he put a band together. And a friend of mine turned me on to him, and we became groupies. Man, I just any time Red was playing, we'd follow him around the Bay Area. A really good band, and a really sad ending. That's too bad.
never do. That will never do. Sometimes I wonder what's going to happen to you. You told me that you love me, always would be mine. Now you're gonna let me, I'm gonna cry. That will never do.
Stick around and listen to this kind of
thing. Baby, what you talking about?
That's right.
Cool.
I gotta go. I can't have somebody telling me what to do.
What you need to do is get a job.
No, see, now that's what I'm talking about. I don't need to get a job. See, I can go out on the street and find somebody to take care of me right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. You see.
Go ahead.
I said, hey, mama, can I spend the night? The wife and I just had a fight. I got to move out of the neighborhood. Said the woman that I'm loving don't mean me no good.
Come back, baby, you ain't gotta go. I've yet to drive you from my door. You ain't gotta move out the neighborhood. Telling the world I mean you only good.
Ain't no use you talk about money tonight. I get paid a real thing tomorrow night. I got to move out of the neighborhood. The woman that I'm loving don't mean me no good.
And a brand new stool. Come back, baby, you ain't gotta move. You ain't gotta move out the neighborhood. Well, I'm telling the world I mean you only good.
We'll be right back. said you're living on Easy Street. Then you're picking up on every man you meet. You've got to move out of the neighborhood. The woman that I'm loving don't be mean no good.
You ain't gotta worry about nothing to eat. I made plenty of money all last week. You ain't gotta move.
Pay you off right here tonight. I got to move out of the neighborhood. The woman that I'm loving don't mean me no good.
Tell you a little story. Once upon a time, down on Castro Street, I met a fine chick. She tried to knock me off my feet. All that time, I thought she was playing, and I didn't know that she was a real sugar man. But she fooled me. Yeah, she fooled me. She was a real girl, but I found out that love was blind. Now that same chick, she tried to put me on the run, 'cause you know I gave her a little money, you know, and we had a lot of fun. And about that time, oh no, she didn't know, but I learned about that other chick. You know, the one behind the closet door. Oh, yeah, she fooled me. Yeah, she fooled me that time. I thought she was a real girl, but I found out that love was blind. Oh, yeah, I did, man. Try to put me down. I had holes in my pockets, but both of my feet was on the ground. She said, look at here, daddy, I'm gonna change my oil. I'm gonna trade you in for a later model. Yeah, she fooled me. Oh yeah, she fooled me that time.
So this Friday night in Redwood City at the Courthouse Square in front of the Fox Theater, you can hear that band right there. That's Earl Thomas and the Blues Ambassadors, right off of his brand new CD introducing the Blues Ambassadors, She Fooled Me. And my guest today has been the producer of the Redwood City Blues Festival. It'll actually start Friday night. That's part of the Downtown Music Series. And then Saturday morning, you can come back and you can hear the likes of who we just heard right there. Before Earl, Mr. Ron Hacker, and a whole list of who George mentioned just in the last segment. It's all free. It's this Saturday at the Courthouse Square for the 6th Annual Redwood City Blues Festival and Barbecue Contest as well. And Mr. Schoenstein, You got to be feeling real good about now, huh?
I'm feeling great.
You know, Blues Week, it's the week before the festival.
It gets bigger and better all the time, and thanks to all the people who help out, especially the PAL, the sponsors for the PAL for this Blues Festival, and that's San Mateo Credit Union is the big sponsor out there. We really appreciate their help. All the volunteers are going to be working there on Friday night and Saturday. And then the family, too, for helping out, too. They always do. And speaking of families, I have a family back at the office listening to the show right now, so I should give them a shout-out right now.
Yeah, here's better.
Kevin, Lori, Gracie, Lauren, Charlene, and sisters Meg, Carol, and Linda. Who loves you, baby? Now get to work.
So, George Schoenstein, what's next?
What's next?
What's next? You've progressively gotten bigger and better.
I'll bounce an idea off you off air here, but I got an idea about some blues in the school. We do a competition.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to have some high school kids learning three basic songs, and they're going to have an inter-school competition, then a between schools competition, and then the winner is going to be the headline or the opening act at next year's Blues Festival.
Wow!
So we're going to have kids. We're going to get it. We're going to pull them through this blues thing.
That sounds
kicking and screaming,
great.
But we're going to bring them in.
Killer. Yeah. George Schoenstein, I want to thank you for being my guest. We're going out with a song from your former band. Maybe it'll revive itself one day, the Madison Blues Band. What are we going to hear from this?
Rock Me Baby, and we have a little roll and tumble kind of a lick to it. So you're going to like the song.
Very cool. George, thank you so much, and stay in touch. We'll see you Saturday at the festival.
Thank you, Bird.
All right.